When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
You're invited. Join Bloomies in the Mosaic District for an art stroll on Saturday, June 18th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and shop one-of-a-kind art by local artists. Pop by with your family and friends to also enjoy Bites by Colada Shop. And watch Chalk Riot in action as they paint the sidewalk murals in front of our store. Plus, get store-wide savings during our Buy More, Save More event. See you there.
Ooh, what are you plugging in there?
I'm plugging in my love egg.
Oh, lovely.
Yvette and Glenn.
Podcast 67.
Wow.
67.
Do you know what that is in bingo talk?
Oh, oh, not again.
No.
You win your bingo.
No, it doesn't. It's just 67. How are you? All right.
Oh, do you know, it's always lovely to see you, Glenn.
It's always a brief yet pleasurable experience.
You're such a lovely, isn't he lovely? It's like a breath of fresh air.
He is a breath of fresh air.
Oh, he is. That's a breath of fresh air.
You are like a breath of fresh air, especially when the doors open.
Yes.
Oh, you're like a settler's tums.
Moving on.
I don't even know.
I have no idea what that means.
I feel settled when I'm with you.
Oh, that's right. As long as you don't make you feel like you want to burp and belch.
That's after the pizza. Oh, is she here again?
I know, Laura. Hi.
Oh, she loved it so much. She's
been sat there all week.
Yeah, she just sits in that chair.
Wow.
Do you know what? She was so quiet last week, but she enjoyed it, so she said...
She just kind of come back again.
Well, fair enough, then. Have you done any mopping and clearing up whilst you've been here? Have you been making yourself useful? Have you been doing the dishes? Have you been tidying up? Have you been sorting things out? Have you been dusting the curtains? Have you been doing any chores? Have you been doing anything? What have you been doing with yourself?
Unplugging. She actually pretended to unplug it. God bless you.
You know what, Laura? No one can see what you did. It's radio, in a way.
What do you mean, in a way?
Well, it is. It's just not
broadcast.
It is radio.
No, this isn't radio. You know why it's not radio? Because it's entertaining.
Yay!
Oh, do you know what? I've done a lot of tuning around this week.
A what?
On how was my day, if you want to ask me.
Oh, sorry. How was your day, Glenn?
How was your day?
Well, I've been doing a lot of tuning around on the radio to see what's out there.
Tuning around. I couldn't hear what you were saying.
Tuning around. I think, yeah. What are you drinking there, by the way?
Oh, do you know, it's a bit of Pimm's. It's ever so nice.
Very tasty.
Yeah.
There's some ice in that.
No, thank you, darling.
Oh, don't dilute it, for Christ's sake.
Oh, my God, no.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of tuning around.
Yes.
And you are quite right, Carl. It's funny that you need to mention that there is very little to entertain in this day and age in the radio world.
No radio entertainment at all.
I think there's only... two programmes that I'll make a point of tuning into. One of them is Pick of the Pops on a Saturday.
Right.
And the other is Lisa Tarbuck on a Saturday night.
I do like Lisa Tarbuck.
Yeah, both on Radio 2.
I'm a big fan.
I do like Lisa Tarbuck.
She's brilliant.
And do you know what? And that's exactly why radio is not worth listening to anymore. And the sad thing is I remember a time... We were only talking about this
back
the other day.
Back in the 1800s.
Back in the day.
It was when you actually wanted to listen to a specific radio show.
Yeah,
you loved it. Everything was geared around it. Even at work, you'd have the radio ones for a specific show.
Mm-hmm.
Now, no one does it.
Simon Bates Hour tune. You don't want to stop and listen to that.
I love that.
Yeah.
But everyone used to talk about a specific programme on the radio. Now, no one talks about any of it because it's so boring crap.
The excitement of finding out what was number one on a Sunday afternoon on the chart countdown.
Now you to record it on my little tape recorder. Yeah. Press pause.
There's just none of that anymore. Nothing motivates.
No, and it's sad. But there's nothing to actually entertain anyone.
Apart from the Anytime Podcast.
Well, this is why podcasts are exploding everywhere.
Yes, that's right.
It's entertaining and silly and fun. And takes a light-hearted look at life.
Doesn't it make you realise why people on the BBC can get paid? You can't comment again, but I'm going to say this.
You can say what you want.
I'm just wondering why people on the BBC get paid £300,000, £400,000, £1 million a year for being on the radio that nobody listens to and is so unentertaining, it's fucking dross. And yet, people doing podcasts, and they're all doing it for free, and everyone's listening to it.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it?
It's strange.
It doesn't stack up, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Stack up it at all.
No,
anyway.
It's like a game of Jenga.
That was your day then.
That was my day tuning around. I just thought, because I've not actually listened to a lot for ages, and I actually flicked around deliberately to see what's out there these days. Even on commercial radio, a lot of national commercial stations now. That's just fuck all. It's depressing. It's like texting to try and win this money across our network, and the chances are very slim of winning because it's shared amongst other platforms that they have, and it's just terrible. Terrible.
We don't lie, do we? We don't lie.
No, we want entertainment. We want entertainment on our telly as well. What happened to actually going and enjoying watching the telly and listening to
the
radio?
Or have we just got old?
No, we haven't because...
I think we've got standards and we know what to expect, and people just have lost their way, I think, generally speaking.
People are so fucking lazy. So fucking lazy.
Yes, there's a lot of laziness around.
I mean, let's face it, Channel 4, what they just put back on? Changing Rooms.
I mean, really?
Yeah, yes, I mean, with Lawrence Renan Bowman, whatever his name is.
He used to do it, though, I think, back in the day.
Yeah, he's doing it again now.
Right.
But you kind of go, how uncreative does Channel 4 have to be to go, we've got nothing new we can put on? Oh, I know, that show the BBC took off because no one was watching it. Let's use that one ourselves. Well, please, stop it. Give us some fucking new stuff.
There's the thing, though. If there's no new good ideas, what's the best thing to do? You'd probably go back to the originals and don't mess with them.
But this is the problem. The ideas are there. Yeah. The ideas are there. Producers come up with great ideas. It's the commissioners, because their friends aren't coming up with the ideas or the super indies aren't. They go, let's just put other stuff on. There are ideas out there, you're not getting the chance. Anyway, it's too serious.
Yes, can we stop?
General conversation.
Yes.
General conversation.
So that was your day. You were tuning.
I was tuning around and getting a bit annoyed with it. Yeah.
How was your day, Mr. Beattie?
My day was absolutely fine. I haven't got an awful lot to comment apart from drilling holes.
Sorry?
Apart from drilling holes.
Who?
With what?
I mean, what?
With a drill. No, I was putting the lock on the bottom of, you know, the summer house.
Yes.
I was putting the lock on the bottom and of the door.
Well, that's just fine timing, isn't it? It's bloody autumn.
I know, but
is
it's still...
Is it officially autumn?
Well, we're in September.
That's not autumn.
We're 21st of September, only like a week
sunny,
and a half away.
It's still your sunny day out there. No, but it's just, I'm just putting it on there. It could lock before. It's just more secure this way, Glenn, if you're going to be so pedantic. And the trouble is I put a little block on there and I forgot to put the block on the door when I drilled the first hole when I was measuring it, so it's got two holes there.
Nice.
How exciting. Nice.
Yeah. So that was my day.
Our days are fascinating, aren't
they? Yeah.
Well, I went through my knicker drawer.
We'd all love to go through your knicker
drawer. I tell you what, and some of the things you find in your knicker drawer.
Mothballs?
Well, yeah.
People.
Well, people. Yeah.
Glenn.
Awesome cart. I tell you, I was really...
Fart patches.
Fart patches, yes.
Have you still got those? Have you used any of them?
They were in the computer box here.
So you've not used any of them?
I've not used them yet. No, there's...
Do you give him a gift?
Yeah. Anyway, my day was sorting through my knicker drawer and being very upset when I got to the back of my knicker drawer. And
I've been upset when I've gone to the back of you. I'm going to stop there.
I'm totally getting insulted.
I'm never insulting you. I'm very complimentary.
Yeah, whatever.
Give it time. He'll insult you later on in the programme.
Okay. Anyway, go through the knicker drawer. And apart from finding everything that you've already insulted me with, you find a pair of old pants that have been there, you think you'd... And I've pulled them out.
When you say pants, do you mean knickers or trousers?
Knickers.
No, hang on, whoa.
You're interrupting my story.
No, I've got to say this. Trousers are trousers.
Yes, I know
we're
that.
We're not Americans. They're not pants, so I'm sorry.
We have American listeners.
I know, but...
And we have to sometimes explain to them.
This is true.
We do have Americans, but this right. All the Americans are listening to this. They are now... officially English people. while they were listening to this podcast. You are now, all of you Americans
think
are
in
now
English terms.
Bona fide English people while you're listening to this.
Okay.
Yeah, and you can come over and work if you like.
And if you're driving, you're on the left-hand side now.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, no, actually, no, that's... Maybe not. No, yeah.
Stay where you are. Anyway, Yvette's upset because I've interrupted her. Carry on.
I don't know if I can carry on with it.
I want to hear about your pants.
Do you really? Well, I don't know if any other people have this situation, but anyway, right at the very back were a pair of knickers, and I don't think they were mine.
What?
They're not mine.
Well, whose are they?
I don't know.
What colour are they?
They were like really bad, huge apple catchers, like proper old lady pants.
Were they bigger than your normal? Bigger,
absolutely. So, who the fuck... Who? Carl?
Why is this suddenly turned around to me?
But I know, but what? I mean...
I wouldn't wear women's knickers. I'd wear big men's knickers.
I'm going to try my psychic powers now without Reg even getting here.
Yeah.
What colour are they? In fact, let me write it down what colour I think it is.
Yeah.
Right, okay. What colour were they?
They were flowered, different colours.
What have I written on there?
Flowers.
Oh, my God, flowers. Yeah. Wow, I'm impressed.
I'll tell you what.
There you go.
That just proves to me they were fucking yours, weren't they? They were yours. You spent time you stayed.
I put them there last year.
Yay, there you go.
You forgot.
That's it.
That's see? How often you check your drawers out.
Oh, my God. Like I say to you, I was gobsmacked. So now I know that they're yours.
Now you know.
There you go. That was my day. Clanging out. My underwear drawer.
No, don't tell me mum when we speak to her later, but the hairs.
I wish I hadn't been walking around with them on my head now.
Oh my God.
Could have washed them first.
A bit of Scottish heather there.
Oh, that's right, hen.
Hi.
Oh, dear.
So is that everybody's day?
Everybody's
done?
Day. Should we get Will out of the cupboard?
Quickly. Oh, yeah. No, Laura's going,
no, please don't ask me.
She's so quiet.
She's been sat there.
Laura,
yes.
Have you had a lovely day?
I've had a lovely day.
Ah, that's nice.
Did anything go wrong today?
The question is, did anything go right?
Oh, no.
Did anything go right today? What went wrong? Come on, tell us. Tell the group. No one's listening. It's just us.
I got shouted at today.
You got shouted at? Why?
Yeah, because some guy didn't have his bin emptied. How boring.
Oh, I
is that?
See. So you
were... Have you been on the bins?
It's because on my street corner. That's
it's because of a trash talk.
Yeah. So you take calls, don't you, from people that want to complain about everything and anything?
Yeah, nosebleeders, basically.
Nosebleeders?
No, nosebleeds.
Oh, these are nosebleeders.
Nosebleeders is a good phrase, though, isn't it?
Nosebleeders.
Oh, yeah, that is a great terminology for people who really...
Can that be like... People that look down on you, they're a nosebleeder.
And they've got nothing better to complain about.
Yeah, they just make your nose bleed. Yeah.
We just
going
come
on
up with our own
nosebleeders.
Yeah, well done, Laura.
I like it. Oh, well, I'm sorry you had a shit day, but I hope we cheered it up today.
Did you tell him to fuck off?
Couldn't do that.
No, you're not allowed to.
Why?
Because I'd probably get sacked.
Well, they won't know it's you.
Did want to call him a few choice words, but I refrained.
Yeah, you're too nice.
Just you're too nice. I wouldn't last 5 minutes in your job.
No, I wouldn't.
No, me neither. Can you imagine Reg Corker working with the council? I haven't had my bins taken up. Go fuck yourself! Yeah, that's it. He's got it. And you're a witch!
Mine too! What the fuck do you want? Oh, don't tell me you're a shithead.
Like people have been ringing up just to complain. Just to speak to Reg.
I hope I get Reg.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, they'll be calling it Have You Been Regged?
Yeah, that'd be amazing, wouldn't it?
Have you been corked?
Have you been uncorked?
Yeah, definitely. Uncorked, yeah.
Let's get Will out of the cupboard now, shall we?
Oh, lovely Will.
Corresponding corner. Another message from another caller. Corresponding caller. Leave a message and we might get back to you.
Yay! Now, would you like to do the honours, or shall I?
Oh, go on then, I'll do this.
There's a couple of emails on the first page.
Exciting.
Fill your boots.
Right, this first one comes from Ben Weston in Melksham.
Hello, Ben.
Hi, guys. As always, a magnificent show every bloody time. Now, my wife Tracy and I have, for the first time today, tried the magnificent magic daily drink you were talking about. Manuka honey, turmeric, etc. To be honest, it tastes like shite. It's pretty spicy on the tongue and nearly made Tracy sick. She even shouted at me when I told her to glug it down quick. 10 minutes later, I'm feeling the benefits. I've just wrestled a badger to the ground and given him a Chinese burn, done 75 pull-ups on a bramble bush while necked, and swam 7 miles in raw sewage. I feel alive. Anywho, I'm off to plaster a porch. I'll let you know if I die of some weird spicy disease later. All the best, Ben. Well, well done, Ben, and your gorgeous, gorgeous wife, Tracy. And all I can say is, for those of you who didn't hear about the recipe, it is half a teaspoon of turmeric, half a teaspoon of ginger, and a quarter teaspoon of ground black pepper, mixed with some half a cup of warm water, honey, and fresh lemon to taste. Knock it back down every day, and apparently it's supposed to stave off cancer, stop cancer from spreading, dieting, all sorts of wonderful, fabulous...
And helps you swim in diarrhoea.
Helps you swim in raw sewage, yes. And apparently it has all sorts of wonderful benefits for your health. So anyway, good luck with that, and thank you, Ben, for trying it, and keep it up. The next email comes from Leslie Worrell Smith. What a lovely name.
Ooh, lovely. No, you have to say this posh.
Hello. I put podcast 56 on to tackle my very first couch to heart attack. I'm 62 and 4 stone overweight. It'll not end well. Anyway, I've just listened to Rick in Florida and he's my man. I nearly flew off the bloody treadmill laughing at his outburst at the vegan RV driver. Pure girl. Someone make that program Angry Englishman in Florida. One for you there, Carl. So give me a couple of weeks to catch up now. You're weekly, and I'm sure there'll be more contact. Love to all, Leslie Worrell Smith.
We love you, Leslie.
Love it. More emails, please.
Quick
Thank
question.
You very much.
Is Leslie male or female? I don't know, actually.
I would assume she's a lovely lady.
Well, anyway, thank you, Leslie.
Oh, that's a good point.
They/them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They started this. I can't speak. You know, I've just
what,
had...
How is that drink?
It's a can of that ready mixed... What's
ready
it called?
Mix. Cement.
Ready mix. Cement. No, what's it called?
Circle.
Blue circle.
No, pins. Pins.
Pins. Not cement.
I'm feeling a bit squiffy, actually.
Good.
I am. No, it's not good.
It is.
I nearly called you Carl.
You're not driving or operating heavy machinery,
I'm not.
Are you?
Only
fine,
lifting
then.
Carl up into...
How's your cider? Laura has got some toffee apple cider.
Yeah, it's very nice, actually.
Toffee apple cider.
See, poor Glenn's driving, so he can't have any. Do you want some?
Laura just went...
Toffee apple insider.
That's
toffee apple insider.
No, it's just toffee apple cider.
Toffee apple insider.
But it's insider.
Insider.
Oh, stop it.
It's a bit like that Tarpley Driscoll story, isn't it? You've got toffee apple insider.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's not afraid to admit it, is she?
No, I don't get it.
Laura doesn't get it. I've just hiccuped again. I forgot to say.
Do you want to try it?
I'll have a sip. I'm not going to glug it all or anything, because I'm obviously...
I've got a toffee apple insider.
It's very nice.
It's too nice, isn't it?
It's almost like the...
Alco Pop, isn't
toffee
it?
Vodka.
Toffee vodka, yeah.
It's like that. Toffee vodka.
It's great.
It makes you forget the whole day. And even that you started drinking toffee vodka.
Oh my God!
I'm
What's
getting some more of that,
me?
And I'm staying over one night.
I'm feeling a bit tipsy.
Good.
This is bad. That must be very heavy duty, bloody blue circle cement in that can. Fucking hell! Fucking hell!
Drink up. We've got some battery acid.
That tickled you, wasn't it? Do you know, I keep involuntary burping. I don't know what's going on.
It's a new phenomenon. I feel like we're all drunk.
What's going on? Do you think we're being gassed?
I don't know.
I think we can all talk like that.
I hope you are at home. Join the conversation. What's the email address?
Hello, it's any day. Podcast.com.
I've got a very long email here from Victoria Scott.
Good luck with that.
I'm not sure I can bother to read it. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Including Will in the cupboard, Watson and Olive. I've just listened to the latest podcast, episode 64. Well, it was a couple of podcasts ago, more so than that, actually. I have to say, this was one of my favourite episodes today. I laughed out loud many times when Reg kept asking if the mothers were dead. You guys must do another live show so that I can attend. I do attend a lot of Most Haunted events at many of the wonderful locations around the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, and have to say, have added many hundreds of miles on my car. As someone who enjoys doing the events on my own, I never actually feel on my own, as everyone is so friendly and the crew are so welcoming. I've attended 9 events so far,
wow.
And another 5 booked before the end of the year. It's September and she's going on. For anyone who hasn't attended yet, it is a must. They're so good.
Oh, not lovely.
I really just
want to not been to one of Glenn's.
Probably true. I really just wanted to email you and say that I've been a fan of since day one of Most Haunted and grew up watching Yvette on Blue Peter.
Oh my goodness.
In my opinion, no other paranormal show comes close to Blue Peter. No, Most Haunted. And the fact that fans can follow you guys, whether that be on social media, podcast or in person, or at an event, is fantastic. You're also lovely, down to earth and approachable. Carl is so funny in person.
I know he is.
He's
a funny horror person.
And I am always interested in his stories about the paranormal. That is so sweet and even prettier in person. And Stu, well, Stu is just Stu. She knows him well.
She does.
What you see is what you get with him, and he's very professional and a lovely man. I've yet to meet Glenn. You're right, Carl. She's Jenny and the team, nicest people ever, and just so fab. Anyway, it's really, really just wanted to say thank you for doing what you do. You're all amazing. Victoria Scott, well, thank you, Victoria.
Can I just say something to Victoria? If you do get the opportunity, go to see one of Glenn's, because Glenn is, and I have to say, I'm just going to big you up here, Glenn, because not that I need to, but you're one of the loveliest men on this entire planet. Honest, honourable, caring, and great in bed.
You said you wouldn't say that.
Well, I just...
He is, isn't he?
Laura, yeah.
We've all had him. He's right slag.
Well, I only heard from Stuart.
He's a proper baggy.
I know.
If you do get the chance, Victoria... go and see Glenn on one of his events, because it's they're just as much fun as the others, but Glenn's just nicer and you've got more chance of sleeping with him.
That's true. Jenny said she could get FM when she was had sex with you.
And medium wave.
She could Scala Airwaves.
Drink up.
What the fuck are you talking about? I have no idea what that means.
I just had an image of Jenny sitting over Glenn's face.
I think you should ask Jenny if she wants to.
I don't know why I said
sorry,
that.
I was trying to get Radio 4 on the nipples.
That's what I mean.
And here's the shipping forecast.
Yeah, the thing is with Jenny, if she was downstairs and you said, I'm in the bedroom, she wouldn't find you. She'd get lost.
Oh, she would. That's very true.
Do you want to do the next one? This is from Sally Ann Widows in Leicestershire.
Sally Ann Widows. Oh, that, you're changing name.
Sally
Ann, bless you. How you
look?
Well, I don't know. How you lovely
oh,
lot.
Oh, what? Hang what? On, I've just realised something.
It's a penis.
No, we've got so far in and not opened up the treats.
Oh, my God, no.
Oh,
my God, I love you.
What is
it?
What is it?
Bacon bites.
Say it again, bitch.
Bacon bites.
Say it again, bitch.
Oh, my God, I just organismed it.
Bacon bites.
It's a rabid pig.
Oh,
bacon
my God,
bites.
I'm so excited. Ah. Oh my God.
And as we know, we've got 4 weeks worth of white chocolate fingers. So they're on the table.
You know the ones you left here last week?
Oh yeah?
They didn't.
Less.
I know there wasn't that many
just
left,
the size,
but they didn't even finish the night.
No. So it's just as well we've got some more then, isn't it?
Mm.
So thank you very much.
Look at you. Just keeping on to the bacon bites.
You're off them around.
I'm not right. There you go.
Wow. So selfish.
Yeah, Laura.
Sally Ann Widows. Hi, you lovely lot. After listening to the last episode and hearing of the lady's boob blip with the wallpaper table, I thought I'd share mine. So, as per usual, I needed to get a couple of bits from the supermarket on my way home from work. As I entered the shop, I picked up my basket This was when you couldn't get wheeled ones. I'm walking round getting milk squash along with lots of other things that just ended up in there as they do. Should have got a trolley. But I carry on and grasp both hands on the handle, walk with the arched back, you know the look. I get to the checkout and the baskets are piled high. With all my might, like a run up and jump, I swing the basket to the top of the pile and quickly let go. It was at this very point that the basket slammed into the basket below. Oh my God, and my nipple clamped between the two baskets!
Ow!
The cashier did her best not to laugh, biting her top lip. I went for the rip, the plaster off approach. I quickly stood back and released the breast, screaming inside. Not a word was exchanged while I packed and paid for my shopping, but I'm pretty sure the whole store staff would have soon known. Thank you so much for your wonderful weekly podcast. They really do brighten my week. Lots of love and light to you all. Sorry, I'm widow. She changed your name. But that, poor
painful
thing. Very painful. How long was your nipple afterwards?
Laura was massaging her own nipples there during that because she could feel it.
I know, so was Carl.
I enjoyed that. Can you read it again?
Wow, that must really hurt.
What, when you catch your nipples?
Yeah.
Oh, it's horrible.
Well, there's no dispute there. Then.
I know, but I remember when I was breastfeeding Mary, and there's a thing called letdown.
Letdown?
Yeah.
Here's what I've been to her.
It's when the milk comes out of your boobies. And it's a horrible feeling, and you get it in your boobs, and it feels like something's pushing down on your boobs, and then the milk comes away. And whenever, even though you bake, get down, even though, not Sorry. Let down, get down the dog. And even though there's no baby there, you might have gone out to the shops or something like that. You'll hear a baby cry or something, and you'll hear that you'll feel this feeling in your boobs, and it's called letdown, and you'll start producing milk. And I remember being in Sainsbury's, and this happened to me, and I just. The milk just shot out of the boobies.
Crikey.
Yes, it was quite embarrassing. And that's why you have to wear nipple pads.
Oh, gotcha.
Big, thick sanitary towels for your nipples.
We'll have to sell some to Reg.
What does women go through? It's just awful.
It's biologically normal.
Oh, it's a bloody shame. What we have
but the trouble is, what you can't do is blame men for it.
No, I'm not blaming men. I'm just saying what we go through. It's just awful.
This email comes from Jennifer Broderick in South Africa.
Oh!
Hi there, beautiful family. I tried sending a mail about a month back, but didn't get so lucky. Fingers crossed I'm lucky this time. Sending this whilst listening to podcast 64 at work, laughing out loud to Dr. Driscoll and Miss Tarpley and Reg Corker. Happy to be here with you in the present. Never thought I was going to get caught up, insert see no evil monkey emoji. Every time I see or hear anything, I keep thinking of the podcast with change your name or shit jokes. Thank you for the next for the new weekly podcast, starting my weekends on a good note. Thank you for all the laughs, sending loads of love. I thought you might like this. I will never call these bananas ever again, because there are bananas on sale at the supermarket. Market on the shelf, and how are they labelled by the price? 78 pence a pound.
Oh my God, you can get these wonderful bananas for 78 pence a pound, and they're called yellow tree dicks.
Yellow tree dicks?
Well, that's what I'm going to call them from now on.
Would you like a nice
can
yellow tree dick?
Can I have some of your yellow tree dicks, please?
Wow, that's good. Thank you so very much for that. Tree dick. Jennifer Broderick from South Africa. Lovely.
South Africa.
Keep listening. Keep sending your stuff in, Jennifer.
This email is from Richard. Now, we all know Richard. Richard is the anonymous jingle man. There's an audio attachment that comes with it, actually. So,
Hi, gang. Your discussion on innuendo on children's TV a few podcasts back reminded me of Simon Groom on Blue Peter. Ah, I know the one you're talking about. I know that Yvette's time... sorry.
You're right.
There's a little bit of a burp there. Sorry.
Let me just grab some of these bacon bites.
I'm just going to do it again.
Yes.
Hi, gang. Please stop making noises.
I'm
Jesus.
No, popular purposes.
Hi, gang. Your discussion on innuendo on children's TV a few podcasts back reminded me of Simon Groom on Blue Peter. I know that Yvette's time and his didn't cross on the show, but she might know more about this than I do. He apparently used to send Biddy mad with his accidentally on purpose innuendos. He has apparently since said that on these occasions he would run from the studio to escape before she could get to him. Here are my favourites. Christopher Wenner is just finishing an item about a replica church door knocker and its original. Oh, what thrilling TV. Yeah, yes, I remember this.
This one here, the old one, is going to go up to Durham at the end of this week. And the new replica will be put up on the door around about Easter time. So if you're up in Durham or around the northeast, any time, why not go along to the cathedral and see if you can't have a look at the two knockers side by side?
Here comes Simon.
What a beautiful pair of knockers.
Anything to make Biddy go into an absolute rage is hilarious. And after an item on hedge building, apologies for the sound on this one, it's the best quality I could find. Attachment is Simon Groom Blue Peter Innuendo. As long as you have a decent length to start with, you can manage a good lay, just in case it's not clear enough. How did he get away with it for 8 years? Keep up the good work.
Let's have a listen.
Hedges give the countryside its beautiful patchwork quilt look, and it's good to know there are plenty of people still around to look after them.
An awful lot more to that than meets the eye, isn't there?
Yes, there is. It's also, I think, a little bit the look of the draw. One of the visitors was saying to me early in the morning that as long as you have a decent length to start with, well, then you can manage a good lay.
Do you know what? I always love Simon Groom.
Simon
I love him
Groom
even more now.
Brilliant.
Anything to piss Biddy Baxter off.
Do you think there's a lot of that still going on to this day, the challenge of sneaking in some kind of rude phrase into
definitely.
A TV programme?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, I think
we did it on Most Haunted Alive.
We did. I was too scared to slip in anything on Blue Peter. Absolutely terrified. I never would have done that.
I know, but you were terrified of Biddy Baxter because she was a fucking monster. I know you would never say it, but she fucking was. No, but I've spoken to a couple of ex-Blue Peter presenters who thought she was an absolute fucking dragon. Mm. And she wouldn't get away with today what she got away with then. But anyway, I'm saying that now, so arsed. But it's the truth. But anyway, Simon Groom, for me, I remember him doing Jailhouse Rock.
Really?
Yeah, he sang, he's sort of in an Elvis-y kind of way. And I really liked him because he kind of gave it all up and went back to farming, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
And I just liked him because he was just kind of, he
was
wasn't trying too hard, he's just a nice bloke.
Nice guy as well, dead down to earth.
So Simon, if you're out there and you're obviously listening to this, because everyone in the world does, we love you.
We love you, Simon.
There we go. This email comes from James in Staffordshire. It says, hello, I've been a fan for ages and ages and ages. It's a joy seeing the lovely and fabulous Yvette and the hysterical living cartoon Carl on Zoom a few months back, looking to hopefully be on a Most Haunted experience as soon as possible with the lovely gang. Living in a haunted house myself, we're never short of a few things that go bump in the night. Spookiness aside, from an early age, I've always been an impressionist, apart from most of the cast of Family Guy. I can do passable impressions of Yvette. Apparently. Can't wait to read the latest title, The House in the Woods, in the coming weeks.
Yes, let's plug my new book.
Yes.
I've not plugged it yet.
You haven't. You're a children's author, you know.
I am a children's author.
She's a children's author, you know.
Yes, you are.
I am. And my brand new book comes out on the 30th of September.
Not long now.
The Chronicles, the Ghost Hunter Chronicles, and the first book in the series is called The House in the Woods.
Are you excited?
I'm very excited, but very nervous.
Second book has already been written, so that's just like a huge tantalising little trailer there.
Yeah.
And I've got to say, if you liked Yvette's first book that she wrote in this sort of kind of genre, Archie, the Ghost Hunter, this, you're going to absolutely love this. It's a little darker, if you don't mind me saying.
Yeah.
It's darker. And it's different, but wow, does it take you on a journey. And it's frightening. It's actually frightening. It's brilliant. So I can't
wait
I can't wait for people to read it. It's already been a bestseller.
Well, yes, it already has, hasn't it? Which is nice.
It's good news, and it looks promising, and we can't wait for the second one.
Yeah!
See, by the way, now that that's been written and gone and everything, do you know when, or always talking too much here in advance of when you know that would be likely to come out, the second
one? I'm thinking it's because they said one a year, so I'm thinking it'd be probably the following year.
Wow. There we go. That's exciting.
It is exciting.
That's one every year. Like one this year and then one next year.
Yeah. But you mean later into the year, not necessarily on the 1st of January, so soon after.
Yes, I know what you mean. Yeah.
It's going to be between January and December, definitely. Definitely.
So a bit of tantalising teasing going on.
Jeez.
Now then, the podcast keep me giggling inappropriately when I'm out and about. Love it. Speaking of inappropriate, I've spent quite a few years in retail and one Christmas Eve.
I thought they were going to say rehab.
I spent quite a few years in retail, and on one Christmas Eve, I was walking in a fashion outlet with fairy lights, picking out the falling snow against the bitter cold, with a brass band playing Christmas carols, a street stall roasting chestnuts outside with the aroma filling the store. It was
we get the feeling, the vibe.
Festive Dickensian Christmas evening.
Yeah.
Having next to serve a lovely middle-aged lady with her elderly mother out of nowhere, the elderly lady felt compelled to say in a moment of silence from the hustle bustle and all the Christmas jollity to proclaim to the entire store as I bagged her daughter's items, "Oh! You're a bit of all right. You're making my lips moist."
Oh! my God.
With
no, moist, never.
On a cold night, that would make them a bit frosty.
Yeah. With a queue of several ladies behind them, including the astonished daughter, my colleagues, including every woman in the store, wanted to take back the words and give me a collective hug in a stunned silence. I held back my skin from crawling and my need to vomit and simply said, "Right, well, there we are. Have a good evening, ladies." I excused myself and vomited in the staff toilet.
Think that was a nice compliment. Why would you want to vomit?
Well, it depends. I don't know. It depends. You might be into that kind of thing.
Look at it the other way around.
If it's an old man.
Yeah.
A wrinkly old man. He would say, I'd love to get it up right there.
No, but he didn't say that, though. Did she? Well, she didn't say that, did she? What did she say?
She said, you're a bit of all right. You're making my lips moist.
Okay, now do it in an old man accent.
Oh, you're a bit of all right. You're making my dick wet.
Yeah, you're right.
It's a two-way street, but you're right. There's sexism, ageism,
and everything going on.
Yeah, it's wrong that.
And I'm not happy. In fact, I'm going to start hashtag fuck you movement.
No, he's absolutely right. I would have felt very uncomfortable if someone said that to me.
Yeah, there you go. There's a shit joke in there as well, but I'm going
to
pass that.
I wish somebody had said that to me. Go on, then.
You know what?
What?
You make my bum dribble.
I feel right nice.
I feel
right sexy.
This next email comes from Joey Williams in the pool.
Hiya, Pooh.
Would you like to read it?
You're right there.
Give us the Scouse accent there, dear.
Do you know, Liverpool, even though my dad was brought up in Manchester and I spent a lot of my youth in Manchester, I still feel more connected to Liverpool.
Well, my dad's from Birkenhead, just across the water.
Hello to you all again. I'm slowly catching back up with the podcast, and I've just been listening to you all talking about injuries you've all had, which got me thinking about some of mine. I went through a bit of an accident-prone phase when I was younger, so there are many to choose from, but here are two standout ones. When I was about 12, whilst playing in a field by where I lived, I came across a ditch which had a fallen tree line across it. I decided to walk across the tree trunk to get to the other side. However, I didn't notice the trunk was covered in moss, which made it very slippy. So, as you probably guessed, I fell off right into the bed of nettles. I was stung all over my back and legs. The pain was terrible. Another time I was in the same field and again a tree was involved. Someone had hammered nails into the tree so that it could be climbed. I thought, how hard can it be? So I proceeded to climb. I was about 10 feet off the ground and lost my foot in and fell, not backwards, away from the tree, but straight down the way I came. Gouging a path up my stomach and chest as I slid down the tree.
Legs go funny.
Touch wood, you wouldn't say that, would you?
What, you mean there was a bloke there with an erection?
No! Touch wood, I'm not as accident-prone anymore. Still loving the podcast and most songs. Keep up the amazing work, Joey Williams from Liverpool.
Wow, what a story.
And if you don't speak like that, I apologise tremendously, because I love the Liverpoolian accent. I just love Liverpool. It's my favourite place.
Do you get on well with Reg?
I love Reg's accents. I think it's great.
There you go, boy. What a horrible injury.
I know.
I think that trumps everybody else.
You'd think he'd stay away from trees, wouldn't you, after the first one with the nettles?
Well, I say that trumps that. You're quite right. But the fingers being chopped off from a grid.
I think the fingers being chopped off is...
Next email comes from Veronica Harris in Lancashire.
Go Veronica. On.
We don't know where specifically.
Why is it the name Veronica makes you want to sort of say posh?
Yeah. Veronica.
Shall I be reading it in a posh way?
Yes, I think you should.
Okay.
Yeah, I think
you should. Hello, Glenn. And it's Carl, the lovely mothers, Raging Rick, the woofers and ducks. Mary, I wish you well in your new venture in the rough. Does what we saw count as porn or crime against nature? My first job was a groom. Two of us looked after the horses.
Oh, very posh.
The day in question, we were hacking out down a quiet country lane. I was on my beloved Hector, who was a 17.2... H.H. Grey.
Oh, that's very large.
He was a large horse, it says in brackets.
It's very large, yes.
I looked to my right.
It's massive.
And I saw a guy with his arms around a tree. I thought nothing of it, hugging a tree there, until I saw him pumping the tree. When I got level with him, I saw him shagging the tree.
No!
The shame. I leant forward and covered Hector's right eye. Did this man get splinters? I feel sorry for the tree. The term getting wood certainly seemed apt. Much love, Veronica Harris.
P.S. you'll change your name. She's got a picture here for change your name. I wonder, I hope it's not the same guy who we've just read out.
Oh my God, how funny was that?
He wasn't humping the tree.
No.
He was falling out of the tree.
Trees are the subject of today's podcast.
I know, he's mad, isn't it? Humping trees.
Humping trees.
Right, so the change your name she's had is a picture. It's a Jumper of the Year award, and it goes to the person who, I'm assuming it's not the name of a player, but maybe he's put his own surname on the back of this T-shirt. And what does it say?
My balls itch.
How's it spelled?
MYBALZICH. Come on now, my balls itch. You change your name.
You wouldn't advertise it, that's for
no,
sure.
You bloody would you, my balls itch? Jesus.
Incredible. Now, would you like to play a game of phobias?
What's this?
We've got an email here from the lovely Gemma Smith.
Oh, hello, Gemma.
Hello, Gemma.
Hiya, love. Gemma. You're right, love.
You're right.
All right, love.
You're right, love. I felt like the two ladies at my primary school.
Just what, hanging out you are, Shane.
You're right, love. Right, what do you want, more meat pie? There you go. Bit of gravy. I was reading the other day and came across the phobia... Anatidaphobia.
What's that?
It's the fear that somewhere a duck is watching you.
Fantastic.
This made me chuckle as I've seen when Yvette has posted online about the many home invasions by her ducks, much to Watson's disgust.
Yeah.
Anyway, it got me thinking, do any of you have any real phobias? For me, it's arachnophobia, a fear of spiders, claustrophobia, confined spaces. I then looked at other strange phobias. I thought... if one of you read them out, the others can guess what they mean.
Oh, that's a good idea, Gemma. I like it. I don't have any phobias.
No? No, Carl? You know,
you're like spiders to me. You're not a phobia.
No, it's not a phobia. I'm all right.
No, I'm lucky. I've never had a phobia.
Apart
from
your wife. Wife-a-phobia.
No, scared of getting the shit ripped out of me.
Well,
from
that's
something
a
I've
perfectly
wrong,
rational fear of anything, isn't it?
What about you, Glenn?
I'm not so keen on confined spaces overall.
Really?
I wouldn't say I've got a phobia of it, but
I'm not
keen on it, but it doesn't scare me, if that makes sense.
Laura, what about you?
I just don't like spiders.
Spiders.
They love you.
Well, they seem to always be there, even small ones.
You just don't like them
now. Oh, dear.
Stuart has got claustrophobia. He can't. And that's sometimes when people don't realise when we're doing a most haunted thing and he goes into a small room and he locks himself in. It's even a bigger test for him because he's claustrophobic.
Wow, he does well then, doesn't he? In that case.
Well, he's just stupid for going in.
There's me bigging him up and saying he's brave, and you're telling him he's stupid.
Well, you know me, say it as it is.
Right, first phobia for you. I'll do a few of these. I won't do them all because there's quite a lot of them. So, syngenesophobia.
Oh, blimey!
It's spelled syngenesophobia.
Is it a phobia against synthesizers?
No, but the clue is actually in the middle there. Jeans, G-E-N-E-S.
Oh, is it a phobia against denim jeans?
No. Think of the way it's spelled, G-E-N-E-S.
So jeans as in your jeans. Mm-hmm. So you're scared of...
Syngenesophobia.
You're scared that your jeans, I don't know, are mixed.
Yeah, you're scared of talking about where you come from.
No, Laura?
Scared of wearing jeans?
No, we've had that. It was still wrong then, it's still wrong now. And
no idea.
You at home?
No,
interesting.
Yeah.
It's the fear of relatives.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. You've got that.
Well, I've got. What's it called?
Syngenesophobia.
In-laws.
Yeah. Maybe, the theory of in-laws, perhaps.
Wow.
Right, what about this? Papaphobia.
For fear of pizza.
No, but you are right for thinking, I suppose, Italian.
Scare of Italians?
Scare of Italian fathers?
No. Who's big in...
The Pope.
Yes.
Fear of the Pope. Wow.
Arachbutyrophobia. Arachbutyrophobia.
Is it the fear of watching...
Nothing to do with spiders.
Oh.
Curtains.
What?
Fear of curtains.
No.
Let's draw on them.
Give us a clue.
Something that you might put in your mouth. No, where's your minds going?
Cock.
As in chicken or in
chicken.
The penis?
Chicken,
it's nothing to do with chicken.
Nothing to do with chicken.
Putting a bone in your mouth, did you say?
Yeah.
Something you would eat?
Yeah.
Did you just say?
It's food.
It's not cock.
Is it
cock-a-doodle-doo?
It is kind of a... Yeah, it's a food.
Say it again.
Beef. Meat.
Arachnophobia.
Beauty.
It's not sure whether... A-R-A-C-H-I-B-U-T-Y-R-O phobia. Arachnophobia.
No,
apparently, that is the very real fear of peanut butter sticking to the roof of your mouth.
Oh my God! Never would have got that in a million years.
No, I don't think anybody
would.
Unless you have this complaint.
Yeah.
What about turophobia?
Chewing, the fear of chewing.
Spelled T-U-R-O phobia. Turophobia. Again, something you put in your mouth. Some of this has been consumed already this evening.
Wine?
No.
Crisps?
No.
Pizza?
Yes, but something on it.
Cheese?
Yes!
A fear of cheese?
A fear of cheese.
Wow!
These are real... For some people, we're incredulous at it, but
for some people... A fear of cheese?
Yeah, an irrational
fear. Why would you fear of cheese?
But when you think that this isn't a... Oh, I just don't like cheese. This is a fear of it. Something that... I mean, I was watching someone the other day where a lady was actually scared of olives.
Yeah, and I saw one.
And they showed this thing where they brought a jar of olives on the stage, and she ran. I mean, literally, she properly ran out of absolute.
I've seen the same with baked beans. A woman just being terrified of baked beans, screaming.
Okay, couple of more. Omphalophobia.
A what?
Omphalophobia. O-M-P-H-A-L-O phobia. Omphalophobia.
Give us a clue.
It's part of your anatomy.
So you got
scared of your private parts?
No, I don't know if you'd be scared of your own, but maybe other people's.
Feet.
Everybody's got one.
Cock. Nose.
Everybody's got one. No.
Mouth.
Okay,
no. Arse.
Belly button.
No. Yes.
Belly button.
Fear of belly buttons.
My God.
Can you imagine? Yeah, but how do you have sex if you've actually got a fear of a belly button?
You don't shag a belly button, do you?
Well, I can understand it if it's an outie.
Depends which way around you are.
If it's an outie belly button, I can understand that.
Yeah, I guess so.
Outie belly buttons. Have you've got an innie. Have you got an outie or an innie?
It's an innie.
Are you an innie? I'm an innie.
Yeah.
It's weird if you see an outie, isn't it?
You're a ninny.
Well, tonight I am. Tonight, Yvette.
I'm going to be a ninny.
You're a ninny.
Now, you know, we started this with St. Jean's phobia, the fear of relatives.
Yeah.
This one here says, and finally one for Carl, so it should have been giving it away.
Mother-in-laws.
Yes.
What is it?
That is pentherophobia.
Pentherophobia, that's what I've got.
That's the fear of the mother-in-law.
Wait, is there one of a fear of witches?
Oh, it's the same thing. I'm sure Gemma
will dig that out and find it for us. Thank you, Gemma. They were great.
Thank you, Gemma.
Thank you, Gemma.
More on nicknames. Would you like to do the honours?
Oh, nicknames. I do like nicknames. Okay. Hi all, this is from Dan. Long time no write. I've been kept busy with my new job since moving back to Adelaide and have been having a ball. Mind you, there are some people in the company which have the most unfortunate of names. Looking at our staff directory, there are no less than 50 people worldwide with the first or last name of Dick Shit, or some variation of Shit, including locally a poor unfortunate soul named Susan Shit. However, Susan is much better off than a friend of mine's co-worker named Pandoranus. Oh, God. Been spending my spare time watching Most Haunted and having enjoyed every new episode thoroughly. Keep up the laughs, Dan. Oh, my God. Why? Change your name from Panda Anus. And, my God, Susan Shit. Why would you? You couldn't go around like, what's your name? Susan. What's your surname? Shit. Oh, my God. You just couldn't, could you? This next email...
Yeah, but would they pronounce it Sight?
Yeah, they might be. Yeah, yes. Definitely. Just change your mind. This next email comes from Steph Bell. Hi to all you wonderful people. On the last podcast, you asked for nicknames. My friend Hugo works in an office where nearly everyone has nicknames. My favourite ones... up to yet are as follows. Mrs. Upside Down Legs, because her legs were fatter on the bottom than at the top.
That's amazing. Just think about that for a minute.
That is brilliant.
Oh my God. Fairly self-explanatory. Oh, what's this? Fat Travolta. Fairly self-explanatory. He looks like a large version of John Travolta.
That used to be a thing on TFA Friday, didn't it? Fat lookalikes.
Oh, was it? Oh, yes, they did. That's right. Hooverhead. Because she looks like someone she used a Hoover to suck her face from the centre.
These are goals.
There are people like that.
They're all fucking.
Oh my god.
This is what we want. This is the stuff we want.
Oh my god. Spoon Man, because he looks like he has a large lump. Because he looks like he has a large hump on his back, reminiscent of someone who sleeps in a spoon. Oh my god! He, by the way, has his own theme tune, which is "Dude Looks Like a Ladle." Hope you like them. Love and best wishes, Steph Bell. Thank you, Steph. Keep the nicknames coming in, please.
Email us, please.
So funny. Hello at anytimepodcast.com. That's hello at anytimepodcast.com.
Only send them if they're as good as that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's incredible.
What was he called? Spoon Man. Oh. Because he looks like he has a large hump on his back. Reminiscent of someone who sleeps in a spoon. And his theme tune is "Dude Looks Like a Ladle." Fantastic.
That is impressive.
That is the best one.
Now then, I think it's time we phone the mothers, because we've got another word to your mothers today.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
It's Agnes and Andrew's word definitions in mums and words.
Hi.
Hi. How are you, Mother?
Oh, I'm okay, thank you, dear. How's yourself, in yourself?
Oh, we're all right. We've got having wine and enjoying ourselves immensely.
Oh, lovely.
I know. I missing you and Droylston, though, Ma.
Yes, I don't live there. You know very well I don't. Past Droylston.
But, Angela, you know, we are we're looking after the white chocolate fingers on your behalf.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Lovely. Not a ginger one, then. Oh, no.
Not on this occasion. Right, we're going to phone Agnes for you.
Okay.
Stand by.
Okay. Hello?
Hello,
hen. Hello, hen.
How are you?
I'm all right.
We're going to merge you with Angela. Stand by.
All right.
You're both in.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Angela.
Hello, Agnes. How are you, Tiddling?
I'm all right.
I'm good. Well, I took off my plug.
You what?
I took off my plug.
Plug? What kind of plug?
My plug for my back.
Oh, back? How's your back, Mother?
Is it a butt plug?
It's like something I'm doing the bath for.
Oh, your bath plug.
Oh.
You're a bathtub. What are the plug in there?
Never mind.
Where did you put it?
It's stuck in on the bath, but it's not. It just disappears.
Oh, it's paranormal.
God.
It's paranormal.
I've been gardening.
You haven't put it in your dressing gown pocket, have you?
No, in a blue pocket.
Oh, that's a mystery, that. How can I have a bath now without a plug? Anyway, I'll sort that out after.
I've got a word for you, for word for the mothers this week.
Oh, here we go again.
Okay.
Yvette will read it to you.
I will read it to you. Okay.
Who's it from?
So, this is from Rachel Woodcock in King's Lynn. Example.
You change your name.
Well, thank you, Mother. So, the word this week is sleepers. Sleepers. Example, I think Alicia may have some real sleepers.
Sleepers. Spell it.
Can you spell it, please?
Oh, sorry. S-L-E-E-P-E-R-S. Sleepers.
Sleepers.
I think Alicia may have some real sleepers.
Stop.
Sorry?
Give us a clue.
Has she got some spots?
No, it's a part of a woman's anatomy.
Right. And she may have some.
She may have some real sleepers.
Some real sleepers, and it's part of a lady's anatomy. Oh.
That's on the face, is it?
Sorry?
Is it on the face?
No.
No.
Has she got any extra breast tissue?
Oh. Ooh. Extra no, breast tissue.
Not yeah. extra breast tissue. No.
Oh, I don't know.
Yes. Breast tissues, because you could have quite a few of those. I do have extra breasts. I have got three breasts.
What do you mean you've got three breasts?
Yes.
You're just extra counting breasts. Rick, aren't you?
What was that? What?
He said you're just counting Rick, aren't you?
No, I'm not. Is it something to do with that then?
Something to do with breasts, yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Some extra nipples.
I think she's on the right lines, you know.
Yeah. No.
Isn't she?
No. No.
Hair.
Sorry?
Hair's on her nipple. Hair on her nipples.
No. Do you have hairs on your nipples, Mother?
Oh, I've quite a few, actually.
Have you?
She's like a fucking silverback.
The one thing
about the mothers, and you notice it more so with every single conversation, is your mum, Glenn, is so well bred and she's so nice and polite. And your mum is just dirty. I got possessed.
You don't know me.
No. Oh, hello. It's all
really. So what do you think these are? Something to do with breasts. I'll give you an example again. I think Alicia may have some real sleepers.
Real ones. Real breasts.
Oh, yeah.
Real ones. Real breasts.
No.
Fake ones.
No.
No, fake one,
no.
Sorry. No.
Oh.
I don't know.
Shall I tell you what it is?
Yes, pull them out of the misery.
Okay.
Yeah.
Large, beautiful breasts that are kept well concealed and initially appear to be much smaller and less impressive than they actually are until unleashed. So that's what sleepers.
We didn't know that.
Can you take the bra off?
Yes. I have sleepers.
Yeah.
I have sleepers, sure don't I, Carl?
Droopers.
Well, I have three. Beat that. I've got three.
Carl's now covering his mouth now because he realises he should have said what he said. You're not supposed to see a picture.
I'm finding my clothes. I can't find my bloody clothes.
I'm only joking.
He's only serious.
Oh, come on. It's a perfect time. Just a time on the right.
Still chattering about,
I know.
About
they're not listening
club.
To us, aren't they?
So she's got
that. Right, we'll leave you two to your butt plug.
Retrace your steps.
Bath plug.
Aye.
Never mind.
Oh, mothers. Oh.
I've got a question for you.
Mothers, listen to this. You ready?
Yeah.
What's drop dead gorgeous and hangs up?
What's drop dead gorgeous and hangs up?
Yes.
Is this for Andy as well?
It's for both of you. What's drop dead gorgeous and hangs up?
I don't know.
Yes! Yeah. I love hanging up like that.
Oh my God.
Love hanging up like that.
Every time they get. They don't even know, do they? And you do it every time.
I know, yeah.
I love that. Makes me laugh.
So, I can hear a car arriving.
I can. Look at that. Seamlessly.
It's a brilliant segue.
It was just superb.
I know, and the timing.
Seamless.
I know, well, it's their time. Their sat nav's brilliant.
It's perfect.
It plans their journey.
They just
time.
Know.
They know.
Ew, I think I know.
Hang on, isn't it 1920s, 30s, 40s something? Do they have a sat nav?
Apparently. Did they?
And Dr. Driscoll.
Last week we left you knee-deep in shite in Miss Topley and Dr. Driscoll's great escape adventure, along with his new best friend, crime and safe-cracker extraordinaire, George Smoothie. I thought that would be quite good, because it kind of goes with George Clooney, in case people don't know. We listened as they made a run for it using the sewer system below Style Prison. We find them now sneaking back into Miss Topley and Dr. Driscoll's house, Truss Cottage. It's dark, the moon is full, and our three criminals, smelling of death and poo, are trying to pick the lock to gain entry.
It's no use. I can't get a grip.
That's not a problem for you normally, is it, dearie? Here, let me at it.
I say, Mr. Smoothie, I have to say it's not gone unnoticed that you seem to have taken quite a shine to my husband. Do you have a problem with his trousers? Can't you keep them up yourself? Or does Dr. Driscoll have to hold them for you?
He is in!
I do love it when you shout that out.
I'm sorry, my love. It's just I've gotten so used to George Smoothie being at my side, it's going to be hard to leave it alone.
Well, we'll all have a good talk about it later. Maybe Mr. Smoothie can stay on at Truss Cottage as our butler. Well, near a helping hand around the place, I'm sure.
Sounds good to me, m'lady. I like to give good head... a good hand. And, of course, there's no cock... lock I can't pick, or safe I can't crack, or crack I can't whittle.
Yes!
Here we are, then. Let's get the kettle on. I'll run a bath, and you two can start by putting together clues to begin to... clear our names. Turn on the light, Dr. Driscoll.
Not so fast, Miss Tarpley.
Oh, my goodness. It's none other than slipper-wearing, bowl-haircut fancier, slipper, silver-tongued, sexy beast, all-round lover, Pam Ayres!
Dun, dun, dun!
Join us next week so we can unravel this ridiculous mystery. Have the writers really gone on strike? They have. Mind you, it wouldn't surprise me. Why is Pam Ayres in Truss Cottage? Why is Pam Ayres in Truss Cottage? And what connection is she to our two crime fighters? Find out next week in Miss Tarpley and Dr. Driscoll's Ridiculous. The writers are on strike. Hopefully they'll be back again next week. Murder Mystery!
Yay! That's
amazing!
Goodness. Pam Ayres!
I thought she was dead.
I thought she was dead.
And beginning to smell.
Yeah, I knew. Well, obviously she's not, because she's here.
Oh,
in the murder mystery.
Speaking of who else is here, can you hear a car arriving?
Oh my God.
Oh, no.
Back once again like a renegade master.
Shall I go and see if Diddy's there?
Take him some lemon cake out.
Yeah, we've got
yes,
more lemon cake coming
take
out.
It, take it to him.
Give him some
better.
Of that cider.
Yes.
See if he wants any...
I don't think
apple
you can
inside
get it off of Laura. This is about fifth bottle.
Listen. Listen.
Oh, he's happy. He's
actually a bit worried about that, to be honest. Got the door first time.
Hi, Reg.
Reg Cork is here.
It's great. Do you know, it's great to be here.
Are you all right, Reg?
It's great. What a lovely, lovely, lovely drive. To two of my favourite people.
Oh,
thank you,
Ray.
So
lovely.
Because you've got this lovely lady at the end.
Laura, yeah, lovely.
What's her name?
Laura.
Sorry?
Laura.
I heard you the first time.
Okay.
Right. Where's she from?
She's from Manchester.
Sorry?
Manchester.
I heard you the first time again. Right. How are you both?
We're
it's
all,
great to be here.
It's lovely
with
to have you.
With love and light and spiritual
always
love.
Always lovely to see you,
and
Reg.
Spiritual light.
Yes.
Feeling great, Reg. And you're looking great, if you don't
you
mind
do.
Me saying.
Thank you very
does.
Much. Do you know what? It's the spirits.
Is it?
The spirits come to me. They give me what they want to give me.
Right.
And I like to spread it, squirt it out to the world.
Really?
Yeah,
your
I like
love.
To squirt out my love to the world. And it's great, you know, and it makes me happy. To
well,
be able to spread spiritual love.
Have you been spreading today?
Light.
Is that why you're so happy?
I've done a lot of spreading. Do you know, talking of spreading, Diddy and I told you last week, Diddy and I have been out together a lot, you know,
yeah.
together,
yeah.
bonding.
Yeah.
Bonding.
Yeah.
We went out
yeah.
we went out to a nightclub.
Oh.
It was great.
What did you do?
Oh, we danced. I danced all round. He just danced in a circle because of his foot problem, you know. And, and no one knew he had a club foot because it was like a 1970s vibe.
So he had a so club foot in a club.
He had a club in a club, yeah. And he was eating the club biscuit.
Oh, God. A club
yeah.
in a club.
Club
in
a club. Club in a club in a club, yeah.
Wow.
But it was great. And, you know, we both pulled. We pulled two girls. Two girls.
Two
yeah.
girls.
Two
go
girls.
On,
you're not recording this, are you? This isn't for people.
No,
to
no, we're not recording. Don't worry.
Do you know, we took them back to our place. Oh, it was great.
Did
you know,
did
two
you?
Girls, two girls. He had one, he had quite a big girl. Diddy's not very big.
No.
But he had this German woman. German woman. She was hairy.
What was her
oh.
name?
Oh, she was 6 foot six. Oh, yeah, she was called Gwendolyn. Fucking great thing she was. Like a man. But he likes that. He likes a bit of, you know, butch rough. And I took this lady back as well. She was nice.
Yeah.
She was same as me, from the pool. Yeah, from the pool. And it was great. We were kissing and we were getting there, you know what it was. Got down to the panty line.
Bit of funny thing.
Oh no, took those down. They were straight off.
Oh, I don't know if we should be listening to
this. No, and I'm not kidding you. The fucking disco minge.
Oh my God.
I'm not kidding you. It's like she hadn't. She's like been pissing herself or something.
Oh my God.
No, it was terrible. But no, I'm a good Liverpool man. I went on. I carried on.
Oh,
I carried
God.
On. No. And I went right down, you know, the devil's driveway. The trouble is, she was a sweaty lady.
Oh, no.
Sweaty. So it was like sort of, you know, some disco minge. And some like ass gravy. No, it was like this sort of like a brown mayonnaise.
Oh, God,
it was terrible. No, but you know, I finished it off. I did my best.
Oh God.
And I gave her a present.
Oh, did
of
you?
Me.
Oh.
You know, and sent her on her way.
Have you seen her since? Great. Have you contacted her since?
No, I didn't give her my real name, but she knew who I was.
Oh, did?
Yeah. But I didn't give her my real name.
Right.
I told her I was somebody else.
Right.
But she
right.
thought she knew who I was. But Diddy's might be getting married.
Well, we happen to. Isn't this very strange? Because there's a lady.
Disco Minge. Sorry, sorry. Spare me. Can you
there's
stop that? Just go. Step back a bit. Spare me. Step back. Thank you. Spare
there's a
me.
Woman that's got hold of us that says she's mm-hmm. emailed him with a phone number saying that she thinks that she was given the wrong number for you. And she met you at the nightclub. Could be this could be the woman that you could have met.
Oh, right, okay.
Anyway, she'd love to talk to you and have a reading tonight.
Oh, right, okay. I don't know if I don't know because her cloud smelled like fucking terrible. No, it was. It's like, you know, it wasn't like she'd just pissed herself. I mean, it's like a big old bush. You know what you see in the westerns? Like the ghost town.
In the westerns.
You know the ghost town?
Yeah.
And those big bushes fly across when no one's there. It was like that. It was like she had the whole Jackson 5 sticking out of her.
What's that got to do with anything? Where did the western town come with the Jackson 5?
No, the Jackson 5's hairstyles in the
70s. Well, should we ring her up and see what she has to say about the night?
I mean, it might not be a Scouse accent. We'll know by her accent.
No, she didn't speak with a Scouse accent, but she gave him the bule.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she gave him the bule.
Let's see what she has to say. See if she remembers you. I'm sure she will. Christ.
Hello.
Hello, is that a lovely lady? Look, we're recording something, and I've just told them the story about us meeting in a nightclub.
Right.
And I've been truthful. I told them about your disco minge.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
Right. Okay. We're gonna forget that's happened. Okay.
I don't think we can.
I'm gonna give you a reading, and just pretend you washed yourself.
Okay, yep. Go for it.
Is that what you said to Reg on the night?
Oh. Go on, Reg.
Sorry, I got possessed by a twat. Not your twat. Because I could have smelled that coming from fucking miles away. Right, okay. Right, pretend we never met, okay?
Okay.
Right, okay. Glenn, start recording.
Okay.
In 3, 2, 1.
Recording.
I don't need you to fucking tell me you're recording. I've told you to record after I got to one.
It was for the caller's benefit.
She don't need to know, she just needs to answer my fucking questions, okay. You dozy twat. Right, okay, sorry, lovely lady on the phone that I don't know, never seen or heard before.
Okay.
Right, start recording in 3, 2, 1. Hello, are we recording you?
We're recording.
Okay, thank you.
Cocoa!
lady, how are you?
Hello, I'm good, thank you.
It's great to speak to you now. You and I've never met before, seen each other before, or I've never smelt your vagina before. Is that right?
Never, never. Unfortunately.
Right, okay. Right, I've got to contact Spare Me to come closer to give me a proper read. Spare Me? Are you there, Spare Me? Come closer, Spare Me. Cover me and this lovely lady with your milky goodness. That's it. Can you feel his presence?
I can indeed.
Okay, just relax yourself in the glory and the warmth of his presence as he spurts himself over you with his spiritual cum. Spare me? Can you help me with this lady? Okay, give me a word.
Bush! Big bush!
Sorry, Spare Me. Just give me that again.
Fucking great big bush!
Okay. Okay. Now, have you got a garden where you live?
Yeah, I do indeed.
Is there a big bush in there?
Loads, yeah. It's overgrown.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. Overgrown, ugly bush. Right, you need a trimming. You need to trim your bush. Do you put things in there?
Frequently.
You're on the right lines, Reg.
He says something
about...
Sorry?
You're amazing.
No, thank you. I know I am. I'm great. I'm great. The fact that I stayed down there in between your legs for so fucking long without you washing that thing is fucking amazing. Right, cut that out, Glenn, won't you?
Of course I will, yeah.
No, I've never seen you before, ever, lady. Never. We never met. We've never seen each other.
Never. No.
Right, okay. I've got you dancing. Do you like to dance, lovely lady?
Love it. Yeah, great.
Right, okay. Spare me's telling me. Right, wear something absorbent. Because you sweat a lot. Butt sweat! Like a butt sweat, your ass crack sweats, he says. Your ass crack sweats. Is that right?
No.
Have you got a sweaty ass crack?
I thought we were talking about my bush in the garden.
Oh, right, okay. Is that sweaty? Is your bush sweaty?
Reg, you know it is.
Okay, shh, no, don't say I know it is. Oh, hold on. Yeah, I know, because I'm psychic. I've never been anywhere near your bush. Right, okay. Do you want to see me again? I'm just do you want to see me again?
Of course.
Okay, you will wash that vagina of yours, though. Because it did smell of piss.
Same place in Stoke.
Same place in Stoke, yeah. Same place. Yeah, after one of my shows, I see you there behind the toilets. Bring some wet wipes. Biodegradable, because we got to be nice to. Because you just throw them on the floor like you did with the condom. And I nibbled the end out of that. Anyway, it's been great talking to you, lovely lady. You take care of yourself.
All right, Reg. Can't wait to see you again.
Have you enjoyed your eating? Has it been correct and accurate?
Oh, fantastic, Reg.
Ah, you've been great. You've been fantastic. Take care. Take care, lovely lady.
Take care.
Bye.
Talk to you. See you soon.
Bye.
There you go.
Fanny didn't half smell. It stunk. I could smell it again when I was talking to her. It was all coming back. It was like it stuck to me nose.
Well, either way, Reg, you've obviously left a lasting impression on her.
Yeah, that's great. Anyway, I've got to go. It's been great talking to you.
It's been great. Well done, Reg.
Well done, Reg Corker.
See you later.
Turned out nice again, hasn't it?
Reg Corker, Reg Corker brings love and light to you.
Show you how good and talented he is once again.
That has to be one of the funniest Reg Corkers I've ever listened
to. Wasn't it? Yeah. Well, what happened? So they've just literally gone. Reg seemed in a really good mood.
He was in a good mood.
He was in a very happy mood.
I think he's getting a bit of action.
Because he got laid. That's why.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
No. Did he lay? Did he?
Hey.
No, not Diddy, no, but Diddy did as well.
Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah, right. I know.
It's funny because he had this big lady in the back of the car. She didn't say much.
No, right, maybe she's a foreigner or something.
Yeah, that's German.
Well, that's it for another podcast.
Well, we need more emails, of course, for the next ones.
hello@anytimepodcast.com. That's hello@anytimepodcast.com.
hello@anytimepodcast.com.
Please send us in your emails. We're loving the nicknames. Send us in some funny nicknames. Send us in more of your changing names. Send us in your funny stories.
And,
we love you.
And before we go, you can also email us the answer to what you think is this new sound.
Oh, blimey.
Let me see
if I can. We're going to leave you with this to think about.
Enjoy.
So,
what
you
is
can
it?
Figure it out. So if you think you know the answer to that, email us as well.
Yes, to hello@anytimepodcast.com. We look forward to hearing from you. And remember, we love you.
Bye-bye.
Yvette and Glenn. With their Anytime Podcast Show.
That a really long time to like. That's neat. A really long time
American corn farmers, a proud and chosen profession inspired through generations. Tested, resilient, and committed to giving back as much as they're growing. Pushing the boundaries of what's possible with every bushel, while replenishing every increasingly precious resource, like the reduction of soil loss by 40% with every acre grown. In a world where sustainability matters more than ever, we need all the help we can get. And there's no greater resource than the capable hands of American corn farmers.
Are you dreaming of more freedom, more dough to thrive, and financial options to keep your dreams alive? If you can dream it, then Bread provides, yeah. More than a bank, we're here for you all the way. With Bread, your best life starts today. Yeah, your money doing so much more. Bread is just the thing that you're looking for. Cause Bread loves everyone, and it's the type of journey that should be fun. The life you always wanted, time to make it true, cause you deserve it, and Bread is the one for you.
For additional information, please visit breadfinancial.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.